The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Lazy Boy.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Welcome to Pep Talk. And I have a special guest in the studio this morning. Let me see. There it is. It's my girl.
I can't hear it.
Put your headphones on over there.
I need to put my headphones on so I can hear my song.
Yes. We're playing My Girl for Bess Mars, who's my girl from Lazy Boy of Pensacola. You can go sing along.
I'm not going to put anybody through that pain and suffering. Why would I ruin a perfectly beautiful song?
There you go. So I'm so glad to see you this morning, and it's such a really interesting time of year where people are evaluating. They're trying to figure out what they're going to be doing in 2025. They're thinking about their homes. I personally just relocated, so now I've got a new place with old stuff. And I just was like, oh, I thought it would
now
look
what?
I thought
now
it would
what?
Look better in this new place, and it actually looks worse in the new place,
now
if that makes any sense.
What do I do?
Exactly.
I
so
know.
Help me out, Bess, please.
I know. So you've moved into your new pad, and so, you know, some of the first questions that we want to ask is, ultimately, how do you want this space to look, and how do you want it to feel? How is it that when you walk in the front door of your home, do you want that home to feel? What does it say? Because your home is your stamp. You know, that's really your fingerprint. That's who you are.
Isn't it also your haven?
When
I come home from
sanctuary.
A long day, your sanctuary. So I come home from a long day,
Quasimodo's sanctuary.
Yes, like by Thursday or Friday, there's a little bit of clutter that started gathering around, and I hate it because I walk in and I just want to relax. Like I get home and it's, whew, I'm home. And I want home to sort of
put
feel.
His arms around you.
Yeah, have that comfort feeling.
Yeah, and the things you love that surround you. You know, our surroundings influence how we feel.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, and if you don't, you know, if you want to really test that out, there's some roads on the interstate. You know, you can go down some parts of the interstate and they have beautiful wildflowers growing. And, you know, it just is a nice surprise. It's all. Feels good, and then you go through some parts of the interstate, and there's debris on the side of the road, and it's gray and dirty. You know, our surroundings influence our feelings because we're emotional people.
Absolutely.
So with your home, you want it to have not only your fingerprint of who you are, but you want it to comfort you.
Mm-hmm.
And be to comfort your family.
And it's also a reflection of you when family and friends come over.
Oh, it is. You know, the hardest thing is when, you know, somebody comes over, you know, surprising you, and or, you know, dials you up and says, oh, we're passing through town. Can we drop by and see you? It's like,
yikes.
No, let me meet you. I'll meet you at McDonald's. You know, I don't know. And so, when you can look at your room and you can get it picked up in about 10 minutes, I'm not talking about, you know, deep cleaning. I'm just talking about, you know, taking the piles of things off the coffee table,
right.
You know, fluffing the pillows, you know,
stashing the dishes,
Yeah. When you can do a broad sweep of just straightening and the room looks presentable, you're in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
You're in good shape.
So when is the time to, we were talking about that a little early, when is the time to make that decision? I mean, what do you recommend to have someone from Lazy Boy come see your place and talk to you and evaluate, or you go in and look around? And what would be the way to start? Because it's very intimidating for a lot of people.
It can
right?
be. Yeah, doing your home is intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
It can be because for so many reasons, we're given so many choices today. You know, it's like everything that's good and improved has also got the other side. It's like there are too many choices. It's too much. It's mm-hmm. overwhelming. And then I think there's an expectation, especially for on the feminine side, of you should be able to do that.
The assumption that
you should be able to create a space.
See, my sister was like that.
And some people are.
And I am not.
And some people aren't.
And
exactly.
So there are people, it comes natural to them. To
yeah.
Pick the colors.
You know, I don't cook. I, you know, I do. I mean, but it's laborious. you know, it's just not a labor of love. It's just survival.
Right. It's a must have on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about that. But you know, so we are. It's not an innate gift.
Right.
To design. In fact, there's a whole science, you know, for it. It's an art and a science.
Absolutely.
You know, to be able to create that space. So when you ask me, when is it a, getting back to that, when is it a good time to start? Well, first of all, you know, I love the movie Network. You know, I can't take it anymore.
Yes, everybody's screaming out their windows.
Yeah, I can't.
And we
well, we don't want you to get to that point.
No.
But, you know, sometimes it feels like that's where you are. When you walk in and just go, I just can't take this anymore. I can't do it. It's just driving me crazy. So we want to avoid that. You know, and my husband laughed and said, well, it's if your wife seems grumpy, you might want to look around and see what she's saying.
That's a sign.
So, you know, when is when it doesn't feel right to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you mentioned, you've moved into your new space. And you're excited about your new, you know, your new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought some things that, and I've never been in Meg's space, by the way. But what she's telling me, what she's telling us is that she's brought in, you know, some older furnishings. And she has put them in this space. And they aren't working because it's a different energy.
It doesn't fit.
This room's different.
Yes.
This room is not working like the old room. So that's a time to sit down and consider, okay, how do I make this room feel right in this new place? Then sometimes, and we're ever evolving, you know, as people, we're always hopefully growing, you
mm-hmm.
know, or, you know, you heard something like somebody so-and-so died in, you know, 1998, buried in 2024, you know, like
oh,
they don't
no.
keep growing.
That's not good.
Well, you get stuck in your, you know, you get stuck. So hopefully, you know, healthily, emotionally and mm-hmm. physically and mentally, you're evolving. You know,
right,
your life evolves.
Of
you
course.
Know, life changes. We go through phases, you know, where we're single, maybe, or then we partner up with people and then maybe there are children in that partnership
mm-hmm.
and the children grow, you know. So each phase needs a different environment, you know.
Of course. And styles change.
And styles change.
I saw something recently on Facebook which made me laugh out loud, which was, you may remember the mustard and avocado colored appliances in the kitchen.
Oh, they're back.
Are they?
Hello.
Oh,
they
no.
certainly are.
See.
But of course, it's always back with a little bit of a twist. So
right.
the old
okay.
ones aren't quite, they're still vintage and dated, but those beautiful earth tone colors mm-hmm. are very much back in the world with
well,
us. But
you are the expert, so bring me up to speed on how do you start the process?
So
once
you've
decided you're going to do something.
All right, so the first question is, what do you want to do? So do you want? I'm looking at my space, I'm looking at my room, or I'm looking at, you know, and it's not just your living room, it's your whole house. You want to treat your living space holistically, you know,
mm-hmm.
where the living room, does it flow into a dining area? Does it flow into a kitchen area? Can you see a bedroom from that space? You know, so you want the whole thing, and this does not have to be done, you know, this afternoon. This is
You read my mind.
This is not a today deal. This is something that you want to keep in mind as you're moving forward. You know, mm-hmm. this whole thing needs to be, the threads need to pull you in different areas where they start to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I talk about, you know, in families, you get a family together, you know, cousins.
Right.
And you start to look at group pictures and go, oh, they do look alike.
You know, right,
they do
true.
Look alike. I see them. I see the similarities.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you see them individually, you may not recognize those similarities. But that's what you want to do is kind of keep in mind as you, if you're lucky enough to be able to do some things, that you want this to be cohesive.
That makes sense.
So you want the colors to flow. You want the style to flow. You don't want it to be flat like a hotel,
right?
You know, but you do want to have elements of
maybe a pop of color here or there.
Yeah,
things that are unique to you.
Yeah, things that thread you through. So back to your question, when's it time? It's when it's really when you say it's time.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you start? Well, we all know in our hearts, I think, what appeals to us. Consciously or unconsciously, and it doesn't have to be, I like this room, you know, I open this magazine, I look online and I see this space, I love this. It's just different things feel good to us. You know, like I talked about the wildflowers on the side of the road. You know, those colors just speak to me. I don't necessarily want a pink and purple room.
Right.
But what is it about the wildflowers that was good? It was mm-hmm. just the freshness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I want something fresh. I want it clean. I want it bright. Mm. So, you know, for me, so that's what that is telling me about myself. So you want to start just with some inspires, if you have them, or and if you don't have them, it's no big deal. We'll just sit and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about what inspires, you know. So when you're sitting down, Meg, we can do it right now. When you're thinking about your room, what is it, or your living space, what is it, what are the things that evolve? How do you want it to look, and how do you want it to feel when it's complete?
Comfortable, and I love the word that you used, fresh.
Okay.
And kind of vibrant.
Because
I inherited a lot of older furniture, and it's time to let it go.
Okay.
Because it's kind of dull and tired. I don't want it to be tired. I want things to feel, I want it to feel new.
Yeah, feel fresh.
Yes.
Yeah, and energized.
Yeah, there you
that's
go.
That's the energy you want.
Yes, a and positive, so, uplifting energy.
Okay, so you've said a lot. Comfort's number one, and that generally with all of us is, who wants the uncomfortable room?
Well, that's why I like Lazy Boy.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. Yes,
I'm
absolutely.
I'm throw that in there.
Yeah, absolutely right. Because, you know, comfort is what Lazy Boy is all about.
Absolutely.
But it's also, but you can't be comfortable if your space is not laid out properly, if the colors aren't right.
That's right.
So we start there. We start with your wonderful word of comfort, and then you want fresh, and you want it bright, you know, and vibrant. So then we start to look at the colors. So let's talk about the colors. So we want to start, you know, if we were starting specifically in your living room, we would really start with the sofa frame.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at, because that's generally the largest piece of furniture in a space. Or if we were working on your bedroom, we would start with your bed, you know, your king size or queen size. How do you want the, so we start, you know, start there, because what goes on the bed cover is going to be a big influencer on
mm-hmm.
your space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your floor covering, a big influencer. Dining room, same thing. The table is the big influencer. So when we start in your space, we start really with your largest pieces, because they're going to be the dominant. They're going to dictate the way the rest of the space is going to flow.
And you have such an extraordinary collection there, where you have so many different options. And I love the fact that now I have found that some of the sofas and couches and things have aspects to them that didn't exist when I was.
Oh, it's crazy.
Right?
It's crazy. We just had a meeting yesterday.
All the extra bonus things.
Our merchandising meeting yesterday, you know, to rework the floors to get a few different things on the floors. And the innovation in sofas and chairs is, and fabrications. And
right.
The fabrics
right.
themselves. You know, it is just a phenomenal leap. We've got, you know, fabrics that are bleachable.
Really?
And those fabrics have always been around, you know, because of the fibers that are used to weave them. But they were always very coarse.
Mm,
you know, they
right.
were like, you know, remember old outdoor furniture that if you sat with your bathing suit or shorts, it was like, it's kind of itchy. You know, it's kind of
right.
starts to scratch on you a little bit. So we've always had that ability, but it's never been comfortable enough to be a residential, an interior fabric.
That
like
makes
something
sense.
You want to take a nap on.
Sure.
So now we have bleachable fabrics
hmm.
that you can actually take a piece of, you know, a little cloth, bleached cloth, and wipe it up, and it'll wipe up. We've got an iClean fabric, which is a solution made. It's made, there is a, it repels dirt, and it repels it from the solution that the fiber is made of.
Huh.
So it's actually in the fiber itself. So it's not an application of a stain guard. It's the fiber itself is a stain guard.
Wow.
So it's an amazing accomplishment. So that releases us to have bright, pretty colors, vibrant colors.
Mm-hmm.
It also releases us to have some whites to pop in there. You know,
as soon as you said white, I held my breath. I said, oh.
Yeah, it's always been the scary color.
Yeah.
Particularly for people with active families
mm-hmm.
or even people with pets. It's like, I can't have white, even though it's such a pretty, pretty effect in a space, or can be. So you can have that now. But the innovations are incredible. Like, we have that beautiful motion sofa.
Tell me about that now, because I was looking at that.
We have motion. Oh, you were looking at.
I was kind of looking at some things. Yeah. That motion, yeah. I want to hear more about that. How does that work?
Well, we have, you know, motion sofas, and they're sofas that have, and sectionals that have the exact same mechanism that our recliners have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that you can just lean back and elevate and get into a zero gravity position. Those are awesome. I caution you, if you get one.
Right, you might be prepared.
In the rest of your life. Be prepared right? When you have company over. They may or may not want to go, so you'll have to just evaluate that for yourself. But may not be for everybody. So Lazy Boy has come out with what they call Lazy Time, which gives you it has more of a stationary frame. Mm-hmm. But it operates like a full recliner. The back reclines and the footrest comes up.
Nice.
Which is an amazing accomplishment. Then we move into another phase, which is called Duo, which looks a lot like a stationary chair mm-hmm. or sofa, but the footrest will come up.
Oh, nice.
And all of these are in power. So they have
so the
power.
Days of jerking that wooden stick to make things come.
Yeah, but you can still do that.
Oh, you
can
okay.
still do that. That is always going to be available, I think, with Lazy Boy. But yes, and now they even come with, this is just amazing, and I've looked at them, is with a console in them. With, you know, cup holders and chargers, charging
yes.
stations
yes.
in them. Which, you know, at first look, you think, well, is that like a car? And then when you evaluate it inside the whole, your room, you know, if you're looking at your room and you want something that does offer those features, it's how you create the room. What's on the floor? What are your lamps like? What's the lighting? What's your artwork? What
extension cords
is
the bane of my existence.
Is your space built around that? Because that makes it, you know, form follows function.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be functional in our space. You know, right now, you know, we've evolved to having our cell phone.
Right.
You know, 20 Everything. Years ago, we had two sets of phones. You know, we had a cell phone and then we had a house phone
the
or
landline.
A landline.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And your business and landlines are nearly obsolete.
I think they are. And I remember the days of answering machines.
Oh, yeah.
Those are gone. And now people don't even leave voicemail messages anymore.
Oh, well, they've started back because now you can,
it's easier.
I've noticed getting, because it's more like a dictation because Siri now will talk to us. And so we're used to dictating text. So I think we're used to just leaving a message.
Right.
I know. So as we evolve, our rooms have to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Because what if you're sitting there on the sofa and you've got a lot going on and, you know, your phone's about to die? You want to be able to charge it while you're sitting there. You don't have to get up, walk over, wait a minute. That's not living.
Well, and it doesn't look good. Right now, I have an extension cord that comes over the top of my sofa so that I can charge my phone. It's not a good look.
But it is not a unique look. I can assure you, you are not alone.
Okay.
Meg, you are not alone in this.
So I love the idea of having that available.
Oh, yeah,
it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
And, you know, and there are tables. You know, we've been in bedroom and dining room for over 70 years.
Wow.
Lazy Boy itself is 100 years old almost. And but there are tables that have, flip up so you can put you plug the table itself in. Then you have a charging station and outlets that are discreetly inside the table so your lamp doesn't have all those cords hanging out. You can do your computer battery in there. You can do your phone battery in there. So there are a lot of innovations to adapt to how we live today, which is totally different. Remember what in 20 years ago, what you did with your TV? You put it behind something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because we had to hide it.
Right.
Now it's front and center and a focal point.
And people just have accepted that.
Now our lives, what happens if you can't find your TV remote?
Oh my goodness.
Nothing. Nothing happens is what the answer is. There's no way to start your TV. There's no way to turn
there's
on your
no
TV.
Knobs,
it's all over.
Right.
It's all
right.
over. If you misplace that remote,
You're done.
You're done. It is all over till you find that remote. So it's a whole different world out there. Remember the first time you saw a remote that really worked?
Oh, I remember. I was my parents' remote.
Yeah.
Because I would go change the channel, sweetie, and I would get up and go change
the
channel.
Absolutely.
I was their remote.
Yes. So we have evolved, and that's just one aspect. That's just our TV.
Right, right.
And now, remember HBO when it came on?
Yes.
And now it's just...
Well, or AOL.
Oh, absolutely.
All those changes.
Oh, yeah.
All the
things. And then it would ring, you know. You got mail.
Yeah.
But so it's everything in our lives. Furniture development has done that. Think about your mattresses.
And all the choices you have
with mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
So our headboards have evolved. You know, we've got a full bed, you know, so a bed skirt, if you want the look of a bed skirt, that's still very viable and very much okay. But now beds are come in a box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so your
I've
headboard,
seen that, yeah.
And it's a very clean, beautiful look. And the mattress just sits down in it. And it's a very comfortable system. You don't have to have that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one option open to you now. So as we've evolved, so has the furniture. So you're asking, when is it time? It's time when it doesn't work for you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And what you've described is, you know, I'm tired of the wire.
Right.
So it's not work. You know it's not right. working. So that's when it's time.
So if someone reaches that place where they've decided it's time, we've got a few minutes left. It just flew by, Bess, by the way.
Oh, we did. We have a great time.
Oh, my
we
goodness.
Had so much fun.
But where are some of your locations? And I know you've got some things going on for the holidays coming up. Just maybe let some folks know where they can go and who to see.
Well, we're in 36 Hour right now, coming up this weekend. We're in Mobile, Pensacola, Spanish Fort. I-10 is our friend. Just get on I-10 and you can find us. And, we're getting ready for the holidays, so it's a lot of fun. And it's not too late to do some things for the holidays. So so we're here, and we've got 6 designers on staff, and plus a director of design, so there's 7. You know, and Meg, when we add up what the experience of our designers, they've done thousands of rooms. So it's a huge wealth of understanding and knowledge that's out there that we can offer to help you make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
I like that. That's just in time for the holidays, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just in time. Well, it's always such a pleasure to have you here. And we've got, I think, coming up now, we've got the holidays. And if someone wanted to come in, they could still order some things now and have it be delivered in time for Christmas.
We're getting close. Ding, ding, ding.
I just wanted to double check on that. So thank you so much. Been talking with Bess Marks from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries this morning. And it's just a pleasure to have you in the studio. And we've been listening to Pep Talk with Meg. We'll be back tomorrow. And Bess, have a wonderful day.
It's always fun.
Thank you so much.
It's always fun. Thank you, Meg.
All righty.